All right, well, this morning we have from Avera St. Anthony's Hospital, Holly Young. She is a certified occupational therapy assistant. And Holly, great to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
And we have a special month this month, I understand.
Yes, it is Occupational Therapy Month for the American Occupational Therapy Association. And we at Avera St. Anthony's are just wanting to kind of let everybody know what occupational therapy is and that this is a special month for April.
All right. So first of all, let's just start off and maybe give a brief definition of what is occupational therapy.
Occupational therapy is a healthcare specialty that includes the evaluation, assessment, and treatment of individuals with limitations in function. So overall, the goal is to help you by assessing your current lifestyle and helping you kind of figure out where your weaknesses are and how we can help you help yourself to get stronger and more independent so that you can live your daily life.
All right. And of course, occupational therapy, very important. And you have some great staff on the Avera St. Anthony's Hospital occupational therapy team.
Yes, we have Jenny Pfeiffer South. She's from the Spencer area, so lots of people know her around our area. We also have OT Shelby Dredge and then myself, Holly Young.
All right. And Holly, again, you mentioned that occupational therapy is to promote independence and complete necessary activities of daily living. So maybe what are activities of daily living?
So your activities of daily living are dressing, bathing, cooking, cleaning, all of the things that you need to do to be able to be independent at home. So when you get up in the morning, what are the jobs that you have to do that you wouldn't normally think of as jobs unless you've had a stroke? So what do you need to do to become independent at your home or take care of your children or your grandparents? And then that way you can pay your bills, go to your job, play with your kids, or even on the pediatric side, you can look at, can we build anything from the child's perspective in order to play with their siblings or even to play with their friends?
Sure. Best way just to get you back into living as normal life as you can.
Yes.
All right. And what are some of the things that occupational therapy treats?
So we do a wide range of everything. We do post-surgical conditions. You'll typically see us after a knee replacement or a hip replacement. You also can see us after you've had a stroke and we need to rehab that arm or dressing ADLs into going back into your normal function. Generalized weakness, you come to the hospital because you've had pneumonia, you've been in bed for a week, and now we need to get you up and moving. Can you get dressed and take a shower? You've broken your arm and you're having a hard time with using your fingers. We can help you rehab that. Skills, as far as like life skills, if you have a developmental delay or even like pediatric side for some of those children with disabilities, we can help you rehab to make you more independent at home. Also, the big thing is we do home safety evaluations where we can go into your home and help you figure out what things we need to pick up, like throw rugs so you don't catch a walker and fall down. Pick up some clutter so that way it's easy to reach on the countertop but not necessarily sitting in the cupboards, or move chairs around so it's easier to access for more safety. Another thing that we do is wheelchair assessments so that we can make sure that you're seating and positioning to prevent skin breakdowns and increase your mobility with access of a wheelchair in the home.
All right. And so who qualifies for occupational therapy?
So if you visit with your doctor, they can visit with us about getting a script for occupational therapy. We will process it through insurance to make sure that you can get visits. And anybody that has any kind of a weakness or struggling with things at home, concerns about your range of motion, concerns about neurological function, not getting your developmental milestones as a child, things like that. So pretty much anybody from age 0 to 100 can have occupational therapy.
All right. And if they have questions, obviously, like I said, they can visit with their healthcare provider. They can reference them to the occupational therapy department. Or can they call the occupational therapy department with questions?
Yes, you can also call us at Avera St. Anthony's occupational therapy department at 402-336-5164 or just refer to your primary care physician to get a script.
All right. Holly, anything else this morning?
I don't think so. It's a beautiful Monday. I'm hoping that we have a great, wonderful week.
Yes, and it feels a little more like spring.
Yes, every day.
All right. Well, happy Occupational Therapy Month.
Thank you. We appreciate it. That's Thanks Holly, for having us.
You bet. That's Holly Young from the Occupational Therapy Department at Avera St. Anthony's Hospital.